In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The lawyer, listening to Jesus, stood up and asked him a question to test him. What must I do to attain eternal life? And this is an excellent question, a fundamental question for all of us. What must I do? Note that the question itself proposes the reality of eternal life. Nowadays, many materialists deny the reality of eternal life. Our cultural environment totally ignores eternal life. The lawyer was looking, probably, for some ritual he could perform, or perhaps some prayer he could say once in the morning and once at night in order to live forever. And he may well have expected that living forever meant earthly immortality. What he did not have in mind was the idea of loving God and consequently the other people placed on earth. To the lawyer or the family, God was someone to be placated with sacrifices, exterior rituals, not someone to believe and to trust and to serve with love. And this could be also a real danger for us. We could think that it is important to go to Mass only because it is a legal requirement, only because it is a good way for staying out of sin or out of trouble with God. Therefore, let us go to Mass. Jesus took the question of the lawyer very seriously, and our Lord directed the lawyer to the Old Testament with a quote of the Old Testament: "Love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live forever." Here we see that the effect under which our neighbor is to be loved is God himself, since what we ought to love is our neighbor in that he may be in God. Because of our human limitations, we cannot like everyone, but we are commanded to include everyone in our love. To love others means to desire, means to will their good. It means to will their eternal salvation. That is to love our neighbor. It's not a question of sentiment. The lawyer then moves to another level. And who is my neighbor? Jesus replies by the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we just heard. Samaritans were considered to be pagans and heretics by the Jews. But it is a Samaritan who has compassion on the injured man and takes care of him. Therefore, the answer is that every person is my neighbor. The fathers of the church saw a deep and spiritual meaning in this parable of the Good Samaritan. They saw that the one mugged and robbed is the humankind. That is all of us, because of the original sin of Adam, who was deceived by the devil. The Good Samaritan, the one who rescued the man who is half dead, the Good Samaritan is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. The oil and the wine stand for divine grace, and obviously oil and wine stand for the seven sacraments, and the inn stands for the church. The parable of the Good Samaritan is Jesus' self-portrait. The Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, is Jesus himself. And this teaching given by the Lord is also a guideline for us to go and do likewise. This is essential to attain eternal life. How do we know whether or not we love God? A sure sign is to be a good Samaritan for others, because Jesus said, "As I have done for you, so you do also to one another." In accordance to our ability, in accordance to our state of life, to our vocation, the words addressed to the lawyer, "Go and do also in like manner," are also for each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.